Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your week. Most importantly, I hope you found the time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is how we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Through prayer, we can talk to Jesus anytime we wish about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us share our deepest thoughts, and eventually, through prayer, as our relationship with the Lord grows, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all the difficulties in our lives and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxieties. This is something I wish I had known and understood when I was younger. But unfortunately, I had very little faith and no relationship with the Lord. My life changed in 2010 when, after a series of events, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the joy of giving and how wonderful giving truly is, as long as whatever we are giving to someone, it is genuine and sincere from the heart, and not just to attract attention to ourselves for our noble deed. The topic for today's show is Miracles Still Happen. We all hear about miracles. The miracle we just celebrated recently, the birth of the baby Jesus. Of course, the miracle of the Holy Eucharist and all the miracles Jesus performed during His ministry while here on earth. But are there still miracles today? The answer is yes, because miracles still happen. According to the Bible, a miracle is an extraordinary event that defies the laws of nature and is caused by God. We have all experienced unexplainable situations throughout our lives. The person diagnosed with a terminal illness somehow goes into remission and lives on for years. The survivor of a car accident, who for all intents and purposes should have been seriously hurt, yet walks away without a scratch. There are so many mystifying events in our lives that the skeptics would rule as luck or just coincidence. But as Christians, we realize that those situations were the work of our Lord and, in essence, a miracle. How many times have we prayed hard for something, especially something that may have extreme odds against it, but we were diligent in our prayers, never doubting the Lord would grant us what we prayed for, and finally one day our prayers were answered? Why? Because miracles still happen. In the Bible it says, Luke chapter 1 verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." This simple Bible verse tells us that even today, the Lord is there, ready to perform miracles for each of us. We have to believe He will, pray for them when in need, and give the Lord time to make whatever He wants for us to take place. Miracles still happen, and each of us has had many miracles take place in our lives. But unfortunately, they go unnoticed and often are taken for granted. We shouldn't think of miracles as only being huge things that happen, because many times they are small and will positively affect something in our lives, but because they're small, we don't see them as miracles. Things like not hitting any traffic the day we need to get to the office early for that special presentation, or finding that parking space close to the door because we have packages we need to bring into the building. Miracles still happen. We just have to believe they do, know that they come from our Lord, and appreciate them. Understanding the Lord performs miracles every day is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking today about miracles still happen. Each of us experiences all kinds of miracles every day because the Lord looks out for us and provides for us. Many of them are small, so small they tend to go unnoticed, but if we keep our eyes open, we'll see many wonderful things that take place each day in our lives because miracles still happen. In the Bible it says, Mark chapter 9, verse 23, "And Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible for one who believes.'" This Bible verse tells us that as long as we believe, truly believe, with the Lord, anything is possible, and we will experience many miracles in our lives. But we must appreciate them and thank our God when they happen. The first song I'm going to play today deals with an emotion that many of us experience often, and that is fear. The song is called "No More Fear." When I wrote this song, I thought about myself and how before I found Jesus, I would let my fears often consume me with worry and anxiety, always expecting the worst to happen. But once I found Jesus, all of that changed. In the verses, we hear how when we have the Lord with us, there is nothing we can't get through because Jesus is there leading us, guiding us, and protecting us. Then in a chorus, how wonderful life is when we give ourselves to the Lord and He removes all our fears. Please listen now to my song, "No More Fear." I know you have my back, you take away my fear. What can man do to me when you are near? I'm scared and blinded with fright. I know you get me through with your power and might. You always guide me with your righteous hand. For you are with me and firmly I shall. We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Today's topic is miracles still happen. If we can accept that miracles are very much a part of our lives every day, then we can ask the Lord to grant us miracles in our time of need. We do this through prayer. Prayer is our opportunity to speak directly to Jesus, and when we have a need, a real need, the Lord wants us to ask Him for His help. However, we have to understand that we can't just pray on it once, but often, and we have to be patient because the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. But if we pray and ask Jesus for what we need, believe in Him, and trust that He will help us, our prayers will be heard and will be answered. However, there are those times when the Lord may have a different plan, and instead of granting us what we asked for, we might find ourselves in a much better place, one that we could have never imagined. Our lives are full of miracles because the Lord provides all kinds of things for us. When we have received something, we must be thankful and remember to thank Jesus throughout our day for all the wonderful things that may have happened. Start with the little things, such as we got to work or home with no issues. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me arrive safely. We went for our annual physical, and the doctor said we're doing fine and everything was okay. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me healthy. Each one of these things is a miracle the Lord has granted, and we must acknowledge them and be thankful. Miracles still happen because our Lord grants them. And when we pray to Jesus, be sure to pray for those who we know that need our Lord's help. Pray to Jesus for them and ask Him to intervene once again with miracles to bring them the aid or comfort they need. Prayer is such a powerful tool that we are blessed to have and to be able to use whenever we need it. When we pray, we must let Jesus know how much we love Him and how thankful we are for all we have. Then we are free to ask for whatever we need for ourselves or others. Miracles still happen, and prayer is our opportunity to ask Jesus for them. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and let Him know that we believe that miracles still happen. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Our topic today is miracles still happen. One thing we may not realize is that often the Lord grants us miracles through someone else. We were awarded that promotion we prayed and prayed for. It was the boss who granted it, but it was the Lord who made it happen through the boss's actions. We prayed hard to find a car that we could afford, and suddenly we learned about a neighbor who was relocating to Europe and needed to sell their car. Because they were in a hurry, they were willing to take our offer. Yes, the neighbor accepted the deal, but it was the Lord working behind the scenes to get us the car we could afford. Why? Because miracles still happen. In the Bible it says, Acts chapter 4, verse 30, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. This Bible verse tells us that Jesus is performing miracles all the time for us. We have to believe in Him and believe that miracles still happen. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat, fun worship song called Praying to Jesus. I say all the time, there is nothing more important than prayer, so why not sing about it? When I wrote this song, I thought about prayer and how I feel when I pray. Prayer brings comfort, peace, and contentment, and prayer makes me feel good because I am speaking to Jesus. In the verses, We hear how wonderful prayer is and what it does for us. And then in the chorus, the repetitive phrase, I pray to Jesus. Please listen now to my song, Praying to Jesus. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In the Gospel, we find Jesus with his parents going to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. As the feast continues, Jesus gets separated from his parents, but Mary and Joseph do not know this. They wind up finding him 3 days later in the temple, sitting and asking the teachers questions. All who heard Jesus were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and Mary said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us?" Jesus answered, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand at that time that his Father's house was the temple. I chose Psalm 98 for today. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. This psalm signifies that God's saving power and righteousness are not limited to the Israelites, but are now made known to all people across the world. And writing the music for this psalm, I use the ancient text supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 98, "The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power."
The Lord has revealed
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, On the Other Side. A sick man turned to his doctor as he was leaving the room after paying a visit and said, Doctor, I am afraid to die. Tell me, what lies on the other side? Very quietly, the doctor said, I don't know. You don't know, the man said. You, a Christian man, do not know what is on the other side? The doctor was holding the handle of the door, on the other side of which came a sound of scratching and whining. As he opened the door, a dog sprang into the room and leaped on him with an eager show of gladness. Turning to the patient, the doctor said, Did you notice my dog? He's never been in this room before. He didn't know what was inside. He knew nothing except that his master was here, and when the door opened, he sprang in without fear. I know little of what is on the other side of death, the doctor continued, but I do know one thing. I know my master is there, and that is enough. And when the door opens, I shall pass through with no fear, but with gladness. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by Feedspot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.